Good morning. Let's begin with singing. This is kind of a preview of what's coming in the message. I want to start in Numbers chapter 13, verse 25. Verse 25. The setting is the spies of the children of Israel had gone into the land of Canaan. And now they're coming back and they're talking to Moses. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses. Excuse me. To Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are very strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants," the descendants of Anak came from the giants, "and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." And I'm going to go ahead and read the first 10 verses of 14 as well, chapter 14. So all the congregation, this is the children of Israel's response to this report of the spies. "So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation and said to them, 'If only we had not died, or if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?' So they said one to another, 'Let us select a leader and return to Egypt.' Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land, and he will give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. So the congregation wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua. And this is the next thing that happens. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. And that's as far as we're going to go. And it talks in the next several verses how God speaks to Moses. That made me think just a little bit about this last song we sang, Tread Softly. The song gives us this picture of you're in the presence of the master. You're in the presence of the king. Be careful. Walk softly. Be in awe. And I think that's what happened here. After this, you had this big debate in the congregation. Everybody was in a state of turmoil. And Caleb and, well, the leaders, Moses and Aaron and Caleb and Joshua, were trying to convince the people to not do what they were doing. The people were rebelling. They didn't want to go into the land of Canaan. And finally, it was just like, oh, God came. Now just wait. You're in the presence of God, and he's going to talk, and he's going to bring some order to this assembly. The purpose of reading this chapter or this part of the Bible was to kind of lead us into the message. And is there anything you would like to say before we close this part with prayer? Gary, was there anything you wanted to cover, anything I should bring out in that? Okay. Let's pray. God, we do come into your presence. You're here, and we worship you. That's why we come to church, is to worship you with our church family. And I'm praying, Lord, that we would sense your spirit directing the service. We'd sense your spirit here and in our hearts. We ask you to be in each Sunday school class and speak through the people who are speaking. We bless your name, Lord. Amen.
Again, welcome to this part of the service. I believe I have Willard come and lead us in a song as we get started here. I invite you to stand.